Alzheimer's disease is one of the costliest, not just to the individual or family that's living it, but to our society as a whole. And now, a new study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease this week found that we could be grossly underestimating the true cost of Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Joining me now to talk more about this is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so this report found that we're really just looking at the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the economic costs of dementia right now. So what are the current cost estimates?
According to the study and the Alzheimer's Association, dementia, which, by the way, is an umbrella term that encompasses Alzheimer's and other conditions like vascular dementia, costs the U.S. about $290 billion a year, and that number could go as high as $1.1 trillion by 2050.
Wow. Okay. So this study is saying that we're not taking into account all of the costs associated with Alzheimer's. So what are we missing?
I talked to Dr. Ali Reza Atri, who's the director of the Banner Sun Health Research Institute, about that. He also happens to be one of the study authors. And really what they're looking at are the costs over a chunk of time. Remember, you don't just wake up with dementia.
When an individual with Alzheimer's disease, when they finally get the diagnosis, if you look back, right, you realize that they may have had multiple hospitalizations. They may have gone to the emergency department. They may have had an issue where they went for a procedure like a hip replacement or something else and ended up becoming delirious and then having a fall. And these are incredibly related.
Okay, so we're talking about cumulative costs. What about indirect costs, like costs to caregivers? Like, I can imagine they would have to pay some price, especially if they have to change their life to provide care to somebody.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. They do pay a price. And remember, women are typically the caregivers. Here's Dr. Atri again.
Their health is actually affected. So when you look at someone who's a care partner or a caregiver, you know, their health care costs are substantially higher. Their comorbidities and, you know, a quality of life is substantially different for somebody who's not providing this care.
And they might have to leave the workforce to provide care, and that can ding their Social Security income down the road and any savings potential. The same goes for employers. So think about this, Lauren. Caregivers sometimes take more time off work or have to transition to part-time work to provide care, or they may be tired and not as productive. Again, that's all part of this study.
Okay, so is there a solution here? What would that look like?
You know, that's the thing. Dr. Reza says we have to come up with better ways to calculate the true costs, and right now it's not there. He's hoping this will be a call to action for policymakers and even leaders around the world. This study was an international collaboration with researchers from the UK and Spain.
All right, that's KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Lauren.